Real Panic Zone. I'm Steve Guerra. I am America's voice. God bless America. Fierce and fearless we are in pursuit of the truth to help you out and tell the truth every day. I hope you appreciate that. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, Hunter Biden trying to secure tens of millions of dollars out of a dirty deal behind the curtain in Libya while Daddy was vice president. Shocking, right? We'll have that for you. Number two, anti-Semitism won for a day in Congress, but then got beaten back viciously by Democrats. That's right, Democrats. And number one, the border closed in Texas by the Texas governor while the left continues to hyperventilate over the use of horses and mounted police agents and so forth. Hyperventilating over people doing their job and doing it properly. It is really quite something to say the least, but that's where we are. The left attacking itself because it's the left that's allowed the border to go, frankly, to hell. And now that the border agents do, well, they're just riding horses. They have long reins on them. They go back and forth. They're not whipping anybody with the reins. Doesn't make sense because if the reins got tangled around somebody, it would cause chaos. Senator Lindsey Graham laid out quite clearly the good guys and the bad guys on the border responding to the left-wing hysterias about what's happening, including Maxine Waters, who's hyperventilating. Histrionics going wild. Listen to this.
So Maxine Waters is unhappy with the cowboys. Well, you know who the cowboys are? They're federal law enforcement officers with a duty to protect the border. And she sees them as the bad guy. So all I can say is what Biden has done is he surrendered the border to drug cartels, coyotes, and human smugglers. He surrendered Afghanistan to terrorists, the Taliban and Al-Qaeda, and a major terrorist attack is going to come our way because between the combination of allowing Afghanistan to fall back into terrorist hands and have a completely open and broken border here in the United States, it's just a matter of time that the terrorists come through that border to kill a bunch of us. And here's what I want to say to the American people. The man on horseback is there to protect your family. The people rushing our border have put us all under siege.
The man on horseback is there to protect you and your family. That's correct. By the way, this idea that somehow they're chasing down these poor, defenseless people of color and whipping them. You've watched the video. It's not that at all. You ride back and forth on horseback to block them from getting in. Horses are intimidating. Horses are big. Horses weigh 1,000 pounds. It makes people stop and go the other way. You don't need to whip anybody or chase anyone. You're just blocking them from coming. That's what's happening in the videos that you've seen and the still pictures you've seen, but they've been taken out of context. By the way, most of these illegals or would-be illegals coming from Haiti, but they're getting there by way of other countries, right? They're getting there by way of other countries. Many of these folks lived in Chile before they came to Mexico and tried to get in the United States or did get in the United States. But Haiti itself has been the poorest country in the Western Hemisphere forever. It's been corrupt forever. Its president was recently assassinated. So you have to ask yourself, what does Joe Biden think about Haiti? What does the president of the United States actually think about Haiti? And we're going to go to bite number seven, because what Joe Biden thinks about Haiti is really telling in this clip from a few years ago when he was a senator. Listen to this.
If Haiti, a god-awful thing to say, if Haiti just quietly sunk into the Caribbean or rose up 300 feet, it wouldn't matter a whole lot in terms of our interest.
The world.
If Haiti, a god-awful thing to say, if Haiti just quietly sunk into the Caribbean or rose up 300 feet, it wouldn't matter a whole lot in terms of our interest.
Whoa. If Haiti sunk into the sea, it wouldn't matter much. This is your president as a United States senator in the 1990s. If Haiti sank into the sea, wouldn't mean much. There's your president. There's your guy that's allowed the border to be opened up so that all the people in Haiti, when it does sink into the sea, have a place to swim to. Pretty remarkable comment, don't you think? I mean, pretty really remarkable comment, don't you think? Meanwhile, one black activist from Haiti is calling the deportation of those breaking into our country illegally racist. Racist and, of course, illegal, demanding it to stop because everybody in the world has a right to come here to America because America's wealthy, and therefore you must give everything to people that aren't from here. Your laws are meaningless. Your country is meaningless. Your history is meaningless. Your heritage is meaningless. Bite six, listen to this.
Haitians are only a small minority at the border, and yet they are the ones being expelled illegally under Title 42, which was a racist policy enacted by the Trump administration, a policy that we thought the Biden administration will eliminate, will stop using, and that not only that it is using it, a judge ordered them to stop it, and then the Biden administration appealed. And as a result, over 1,000 Haitian refugees have been sent to Haiti in complete denial of their basic rights of due process.
By the way, I'm going to check on that. I keep hearing this. I should have done this before. They keep saying it's a Trump administration policy. 42 U.S. Code, Title 42. I don't believe that this is necessarily a Trump policy, so I have to find the date of authorship on this code. Because 42 U.S. Code, Chapter 1, the Public Health Service, that's what it's about, public health, quarantines, sanitation. It deals with leprosy. I don't think the Trump administration wrote a public health advisory about leprosy. But that's what they're going to tell you, whether it's true or not. They don't care. They don't care what they tell you is true or not. It's meaningless. It's politics. They'll lie to you right down the line. They don't care because what do they want? They want power over you. And if they can get you to believe complete nonsense, well, there you go. Meanwhile, Republican Congressman Brian Babin says what the Democrats are doing is quite obvious, replacing American citizens with third world refugees so the Democrats can win socialist elections. Here he is.
So obviously this is a grand strategy on the part of the Democratic Party to replace the American electorate with third world people that are on government assistance and put on a road to enfranchisement and citizenship so they can vote. There's no other way you can get around this. It doesn't it's just incomprehensible. But a lot of things this incomprehensible and incompetent president are doing, and he's surrounded by incompetence.
He is surrounded by incompetence, even when he's all by himself, or especially when he's all by himself. By the way, the change in immigration began in 1965 with Lyndon Baines Johnson. That's when we shifted from bringing people in primarily from Europe and developed countries to importing wholesale people from third world countries. Prior to that, assimilation was pretty successful. Since that time, not nearly as successful as evidenced by, well, a lot that goes on in this country. How about Minneapolis, for example? Something to take a look at. They don't assimilate the new immigrants as well as they did 100 years ago. Why is that? Think about it. We'll be back.
Ever wonder if that old coin you found may be worth a mint? At Liberty Coin, you don't have to wonder anymore. Liberty Coin has been in the business of turning lost treasures into actual cash for decades. If you have old coin or any kind of paper money too, the experts at Liberty Coin can help you figure out exactly what it's worth. Might even make you an offer. Right here on the Steve Gruber Show, Liberty Coin experts will answer your questions live on the air. So if you think you might be able to cash in, send an email to coins@stevegruber.com. Send a picture if you can. coins@stevegruber.com.
It's time for you to hear the truth. It's time for American history to be told straight, because American history is at a crisis point. Join me and Hillsdale College in the great American story, A Land of Hope. It's Hillsdale's new free online course, and it explores the history of America and her greatest triumphs and achievements, as well as our shortcomings and our failures. The free online course is an unbiased study of American patriotism. Join me at GruberForHillsdale.com. GruberForHillsdale.com.
The Michigan Chamber.
Over the past year, we've experienced incredible uncertainty.
Businesses across the state have been shut down. Unemployment skyrocketed, and Michiganders have been left wondering, what's next? And throughout this turmoil, your Michigan Chamber has been fighting for you to protect lives and livelihoods. We know that we're all in this together. Michiganders are strong and resilient, and we know that working together, we can bring Michigan back.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. Patriotfoods.com.